listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. I'm thrilled to have Brad Burton coming back, and he's got something really special to talk about this time. If you haven't caught his previous episode, go catch it after this. Stick around, because we have something really special to talk about. Brad has an awesome 200-word bio, so I'm going to read that bio out verbatim to introduce my guest. 1973, born Salford, dad left. Primary school, BMX bikes, role-playing games, computer games, class clown, no qualifications, shop boy, girls, chalet cleaner, nightclubbing, weed smoker, more girls, games journalist, became a dad, shot at, moved to Somerset, depressed, dole, more weed, shop manager, blagged CV, head of marketing, dole, director, Oxford sucked, dole, 3 days away from bankruptcy, dad again, depressed, masonette above a chippy, married, employed, shove job up arse, self-employed, depression, skint, whinging wife, dad again, for networking, stop smoking weed, bluffing, struggling, speaking, author, still skint, dad yet again, 5,000 events a year, UK's number one motivational business speaker, bought dream Range Rover, still waiting to be found out, sold dream Range Rover, author again, people are buying them, scratch his head, stabbed in the back, twice, burned out, near divorce, crisis averted, just, snapped up by top publisher for third book, still waiting to be found out, dad again, daughter this time, Audi driver, Brad Camps, Ferrero Rochers, buzzing, blue tick, more 5 stars on Amazon, still the UK's number one motivational business speaker, time to quit? Now what? Fourth book. No longer skint. No longer depressed. Actually quite balanced and happy. Wife still whinging, for fuck's sake. That's the bio of my awesome guest today, Brad Burton. Hey, Brad, how are you doing, my friend?
You know, it's amazing to listen to that bio and just sums up my life. And there's a few things that I've not added since that point, which was funny. I was just thinking, oh, yeah, well, that was where the story kind of ended in 2016. And the story's continued from that point. And, you know, lots of stuff has happened and lots of stuff that none of us could have ever predicted. No matter how clever you are, lots of stuff that you could never have predicted. And it's just, yeah, so I'm good. But this last 19 months, Keith, has been difficult and challenging, and it would be a lie for me to say otherwise.
You are so right there. I mean, so much stuff has happened. I bet the people in 2015 who are going, I know what I'm going to do in 5 years' time, I bet none of them got it right. So,
well, you know, I think this is the thing, though, Keith. You've got is that ability to be able to adapt. And so many people kind of don't adapt. So many people wait to see what happens. If you wait to see what happens, what's going to happen is you're going to be out of business. So it's time to move, time to change, time to get going.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we're here to discuss today, because you've got a cracking movement that is really building momentum. Hashtag, we are the cavalry. So I guess two obvious questions. What is it and where did it come from?
So I think where it came from, I've always been interested in military stuff. And one of the most amazing stories was at Pegasus Bridge, where the army actually stayed on that bridge overwhelmed whilst they waited for the cavalry to arrive in terms of the support and Spitfires and whatever. And they waited and waited and waited. And actually, they kind of never arrived as they should have. So consequently, what's happened is you're manning a machine gun nest waiting to have the cavalry, and the cavalry didn't arrive. And I think that's what's been going on for the last 19 months. So many business owners were kind of anticipating. Certainly, if I ask you, Keith, and it'll be a straight question, how long did you anticipate this thing to go on for when it first started?
Good question. I must admit, part of me was kind of thinking, oh, this could well drag on to 2021. But a big part of me was thinking, well, hopefully it'll be over by summer. We'll be back out again.
And I think that's really where it was. I think, you know, the government were, and quite right there, were not preparing anyone for the long haul. What they were preparing people for was a kind of short term, 2 weeks to save the NHS, that kind of stuff. And actually, I've asked hundreds of people over the last 3 or 4 weeks that question. And on average, the average answer is about 4 months. Some say six, some say three. Some say, but if you said to me, based on, you know, median, I'd say 4 months. So we are now 19 or 20 months into that. So that's 16 months longer than the average of what people have told me. And that includes us. We prepared for a 3 to 6 month battle as a network. You know, we took the network once, 5,000 strong business networking meetings across the UK. That went overnight. And then we took it online. And we really prepared for a 3 to 6 months. And then somewhere along the way, literally about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, had a crisis of confidence. And I actually sat in this office and I went, what's going on here? And I asked myself this question, am I cut out for this? This being, you know, running a network and a business. And I didn't move for 36 hours roughly to process. This is what the main thing that was going over and over again. And actually at the end of that, it came back and a sort of punch card came out of my head that said, fuck yeah, you're just tired. And I realised, I thought, wow, if that's how I'm feeling, and I'm like double positive, and that's what I deal with, you know, bulletproof mindset. If I'm feeling tired and I'm feeling self-doubt, then guess what? Everyone's feeling self-doubt. And that got onto this thinking, well, we've all been waiting for the cavalry, and the cavalry's never arriving. It's never arriving. So that's where it came from. And I genuinely have no idea where it came from, other than to say that actually the cavalry's not arriving. And I thought, where the cavalry? Me, you, us people like me and you that right now doing this, where I'm supporting you, you're supporting me. That's the opportunity that presents itself. So rather than waiting for the kind of, you know, the government to come and bail us all out and to sort it out, you know, yes, they processed the whole bounce back loan thing. Brilliant. I got a bounce back loan, £50,000. 3 days later, I had no bounce back loan because it had gone and I'd not bought a Range Rover Sport. I'd paid off my debts that we owed because the company, which, you know, at its height was 2.4, 2.6 million, had gone to nothing. So you know, this is a real case of adapting, and so many people waited to see what happens. And people, oh, well, I don't like online networking. I prefer face-to-face. I'm going to wait till that happens again. You know, at some point, you've got to break cover, and hiding isn't a strategy that is going to work forever. And that's where we are the cavalry movement. And right now, I'm in the process of actually drafting a mission and manifesto. The We Are the Cavalry mission and manifesto. In fact, I'm going to show you on screen while you talk. But that's where we're at. That's where we're at with it. And like I say, nobody knows what tomorrow brings. But what I do know is doing nothing isn't going to fix this. Doing nothing, it might come on in a second. Doing nothing, there you go.
There you go. Nice.
So we are
nice
at the moment. So, you know, we're looking at trying to create a movement where actually people who are small business owners go, actually, we are the cavalry. And what I mean by that is that Keith Blakemore Noble can actually do a post to say, hey, guess what? Over the last 19 months, I've managed to take some of my face-to-face clients, I've taken them online, hashtag we are the cavalry. And somebody goes, oh, what's the we are the cavalry thing? And he just gets conversation talking. And I'm hoping that I'm going to be bringing in some big players to support this because, you know, that isn't going to fix this anymore. It really, you know, if I said to people, I said, look, could you handle this for another 19 months? The vast majority of people say, of course not. Well, you know, when we started this thing off, we didn't know it was going to be 19 months. And you'd have said, of course not then. And then somewhere along the way, you forgot that you'd only prepared for 6 months. And I think that's what this is about. It's about waking people up to say, look, this is where we are. We don't know where we're going to be in a year's time, but I do know if you're part of the cavalry, you've got more chance of being here in another year's time.
Got it. Makes a lot of sense. I think the thing that really comes out of that for me is the we are the cavalry. Isn't we Brad Burton? Isn't we Network Central? Isn't we the government? Okay. It's we, each and every one of us together, are the cavalry. I think that's a really powerful thing to realize.
Oh, Keith, but this is the thing, you know, there's lots of people have sent me a message, oh, I really support your movement. And I'm like, well, I don't see any likes or shares for it. And it's like, what is going on? I said, because I tell you what, there'll come a point when in a year's time, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, sharing it doesn't fix everyone's businesses. It doesn't. But what it does is it accepts and kind of jolts people to go, guess what? Ah, okay, this thing may well be still the same in 19 months. I don't know. It's taking light in lots of ways. And actually, who knows? You never know quite know when you start something off whether it's going to work. And I've got a hit rate, I'd say, of probably one in six. One in six things that I do start. One in six things that I do works really well. Phone network is probably the best example. My book writing is probably another example. My motivational speaking is another. Some of the workshop. It's that kind of stuff. And I'm hoping that We Are the Cavalry will take light. And it's certainly of the moment, put it that way.
Very much so. Very much so. I think it's probably... Now is probably the right time for it as well. I mean, if you attempted to launch it 3 or 4 months ago, probably wouldn't have had the impetus.
No, because people are waiting to see. I'm going to let you into an absolute exclusive. Nobody else has got this. Like, genuinely, this is like, as of 3 hours ago, is that now what my event on the 23rd of September is called Calling All the Shots. Well, it was until we've changed it over to We Are the Cavalry. And actually, we're going to be running a We Are the Cavalry, Now What We Are the Cavalry. And it really a day aimed at bouncing your business and your head back in the game. And actually, we've made that. We're only 5-6 weeks out, but we've made that decision. And this is what you've got to do in life and business. You've got to be prepared to change. Yes, but we've all done the graphics and this, that, and the other. Well, guess what? We can do the graphics again. We can do that. And I think that's what we've kind of, in itself, there's a lesson within that. Be prepared to change. Be prepared to do something different. And just because you've kind of set a plan doesn't mean that you can't adapt that plan.
Oh, so true. So true. The worst thing you can do is go, well, we can't change what we're doing because we've got it in place now.
But you know, Keith, when I look at this, I say, you know, there's no plan B and there's not. This is plan A. You know, nothing's changed except the just way that we're changing our plan A. And that's it.
Exactly.
No one's got that key.
Fantastic. Just for those who haven't come across it, what is Now What Live, and where can people find out about that?
Yeah, so, you know, Now What Live is really an all-day event aimed at really none of this running to the back with your checkbook out, cobblers, none of that. And, you know, really what this is about giving proper value on a self-personal development day, not based on spreadsheets, not based on flip charts, but based on experience. And what's been going on for 4 years? 4 years, crikey. 4 years we've been going, and we've run, I don't know, maybe 12 or 14 events. We've running every 3 months at one point, and then we moved them to six, and then obviously, of course, COVID came along and moved it to 19 months. But we have run an online one. But listen, if you are interested, do go to my Brad Burton website and have a look at Now What. The details will be there. But 23rd of September, the day before is the business networking show as well, over at the same venue, Aston Villa Football Club. So really what we're doing is trying to get people to this whole We Are the Cavalry thing. It could be We Are the Cavalry banners. Try to get people moving and motivated.
Fantastic. So yeah, 23rd September, it's at Aston Villa. It is, I've been to a couple of Now What Lives. They are really good events. It's amazing the transformations that you make. As Brad says, check out his website. Also, I'll have all the links to that, to Brad's site, to Now What Live, and all these things. All the links will be in the show notes for this this episode as well. But do check them out. So that's going to be kind of like a massive, massive boost for We Are the Cavalry. What can we all sort of do to get involved and to become the cavalry? Because it's one thing just to go, as you say, it's one thing to go, oh, I like your message, Brad. I think that's good. Yeah. But it's quite another to actually get involved. What can we do? What are some things we could do?
So really what I'm looking for is ways and means to help people through right now. So, for instance, in your case, you know, like you do hypnosis and help people with self-confidence and dealing with fears and anxiety. So rather than doing like a one set fee, you could perhaps separate the costs into 3 or 4 costs. So you could do, so I don't know. It's that kind of stuff. Use the We Are the Cavalry to say, look, you know, we recognize, you know, pay what you can afford. We've got a special offer that is just for genuine special offers, not just like made up, but genuine special offers. Just use it to promote an active lookout for each other. Now, I think what's ended up happening is people have been kind of insular on themselves and their problems because they didn't want to share with a friend because they know they've got the problems. And this isn't about, oh gosh, who's got the worst problems? This is about, okay, acknowledging that, guess what? Business like mine, staff, office, everything was wrong-y-dory, has gone overnight. So we're now at a startup again. So we're a startup, but we're not starting from scratch, Keith. We're starting from experience. And I think that's what this is about. It's about helping other people who are in that and just work. We can join, link arms on this thing and actually just get talking about We Are the Cavalry. I just think it'll help people understand that it's not just them. Because I think there's been that kind of misconception that everyone else is doing great. And especially in today's social media world, you go on Instagram and you see that everyone's driving Ferraris and wiping their backside with £50 notes. Yeah. And actually, the real world of running a business, I've been in business now 16 and a half years. I've been self-employed for 16 and a half years, and 94% of businesses fail in the first 10 years. So for me to be doing 16 and a half years, I'm doing okay. But I'm a startup again. Let me be under no illusions there. I am a startup again, and that's okay. And this is what I try to say to people. You know, so many people are focused on where they once were. But it's not that. It's about where you are now. And it's really a case of forgetting the past, forgetting it. By all means, draw an experience off it, but forget about where you once were and what you once had. It's finished. Start again. And that's what the Calvary is about, rebuilding. Rebuilding that, not only our confidence, rebuilding our businesses, rebuilding the economy. And the way that people can get involved is by using the hashtag WeAreTheCalvary in some capacity, whether it's to post a special offer, whether it's to share your story, whether it's to reach out, or whether it's to offer help to other people. That doesn't mean that somebody can set the pace. Oh, I want a free website. No. What it means is actually you will do, because you know, that's what will happen. You will get people that will use this, what they're about. But we're not, and they'll soon get found out. But what we're doing is we're turning over Network Central. We're running events. So I'm running a free networking event every single month. We are the Calvary, where people can come along completely free of charge, and they can, you know, network and also find out where we're at. The next one is on the 25th of August, 10 a.m. Completely free of charge. You go to networkcentral.biz website and Google or search Brad, and you'll find that event completely free of charge. Come along. Last time we had 55 people there, and that's what our contribution. Okay, yeah, we're promoting Network Central as well. Let's build an illusion. However, that's what it's about, right? This isn't about us all turning into charity cases. This is about us helping, like genuine help, not, absolutely, oh, yeah, I'm doing it to be Machiavellian. Genuine help, and that's what I think we can do with this thing.
It absolutely makes sense. A couple of things come up for me there. One is, you've inspired me. I'm going to start creating some promotions with We Are The Calvary coupon to give people a discount. I'll pop the details in. Also, what I'm going to do is create an even bigger discount for any of my Patreons. So keep an eye out for an additional code for there. All around, we are the Calvary. And the other thing that sprang to mind is, you were saying you used to be a multi-million pound company. Now you're a startup, but you're not starting from scratch. You're starting from experience. It reminds me of something someone said. Some people may remember the massive storms that hit the UK back in 1987. Hurricanes and so on. It destroyed so much, so many buildings, destroyed lots of forests as well. And there was one, there was a stately home or something where they had beautiful gardens and really old forests and trees and so on, totally, totally destroyed it all. And they were basically redoing it from scratch. But what they said was interesting. It was, this has actually done us a favor, because there's so many of those trees were so old and diseased, really, we needed to get rid of them, but there's no way we would have been allowed to get rid of them. Now the storm has got rid of all the dead wood, got rid of all the stuff that was dying and no good. We can now start and build on what's left and create something even better. And that's kind of what's happening here as well.
Absolutely. And I look at this whole thing, don't get me wrong, I'd rather have been in the position that we once was, but we're not there. And you can sit there wistfully about how it used to be. It's finished. It's done. It's over. So, and that's what I urge people to do. And I get it, you're frustrated. I get it, you're tired. But you can be frustrated, tired, and fail. Or you can be frustrated, tired, and succeed. I'm frustrated and tired. But the way that I was feeling 3 weeks ago was frustrated, tired, and ready to fail. Now I'm frustrated, tired, and ready to succeed. That's the difference. And that is genuinely a decision that you need to make, because, you know, no one's having it easier, right? Apart from the people who are having it easier. No one is having it easier. Okay, so it's really important that you recognize and stop beating yourself up and start feeling sorry for yourself. It's not your doing. This isn't a company-wide issue. This is a country-wide issue. So from my perspective, like, seriously, I've got myself like almost gum shielding, like Rocky this is. You've had a few bad rounds, and I'm coming back, and I promise you that I will make this Network Central bigger and better than Four Networking ever was. That's my pledge to the world, right? Not from an ego perspective, genuinely. It's from the world deserves to have decent networking. And you know, that's what we've done. We did something revolutionary with Four Networking back in 2006. And when I look at it, in the first 3 years, it just went like doubled every year. I think I can do that 4-year growth. I think I can do it in half the time. I think knowing the way to go. And it's like having a kid's puzzle with a maze. You know, once you've gone through the maze once, you kind of know which way to go. And that's where we are. And I think there's a lot of stuff that people don't see when I run a business. They don't see how the kind of workings below. And I think that you know, from my perspective at 48, I'm not the same guy that I once was at 36 or 38. You know, I'd kick over a hornet's nest for a laugh just so to see how many stings you could avoid. You know, I'm not that guy anymore. So what we're doing is we're not picking any fights. What we're doing, we're picking allies. And I think that's the difference.
Yeah. And as you're saying, with rebuilding network and in the whole of the networking side of things, I mean, I know because you've mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, there's a couple of fairly big network organizations have basically pretty much thrown in the towel with everything that's going on. So you can either kind of give up and throw in the towel, or as with We Are the Cavalry, you can do what you're doing. Go, right, it's different now. Okay. Let's build anew.
Keith, no one is going to starve to death, right? No one's going to starve to death. People might have to pay the rent a bit late. People might be a little bit slippery sending checks without signatures, but no one is going to starve to death. And I think once you recognise that, what's the fear? The fear is if you allow yourself, you're going to get to a position when you're going to starve to death. Don't do that. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Get your gumshoe back in. Look, you know, seriously, 15 years, boom, to nothing overnight, to nothing. £0 overnight. And yet we're still here 19 months on. And yet Absolutely. We continue to grow, and yet we've got a £40,000 website that we have paid off on the drip for the last seven months. You know, and I think that should show people confidence that actually we're not going away, that actually I'm not going to roll over. We're actually committed to becoming the platform for networking across the UK. And before, my vision was great. It was lofty, but it's actually tiny compared to where we are with this. And I believe that this, you know, when post-war build up, there's always winners after any post-war. And in some respects, you know, if it was a bioweapon, which it's not, of course, but if it was a bioweapon, this would be considered a war zone. And I think that some of us, and some people didn't think of it like that, and they kind of was on this 2-week rolling process that just seems to have happened 19 months. So for me, I almost feel like the war is kind of over, I hope. And if it's not, we're prepared for it. And if it is, we're prepared for it. And I think that's where we are. And that is why I say, as part of the We Are the Cavalry, do yourself a favour, get involved in it, acknowledge that you've listened to this, that you've watched this, just tweet the hashtag, just tag me and Keith, just get involved. And I don't know what it means, right? I'm making this up as I go along, right? That's the reality of it. Yeah. But what I do know is if a hashtag takes light, then guess what? It gains momentum. And that's what we need right now, momentum for this movement, because it's not about me. It's we are stronger than me. And this is not the Brad Burton Show, I promise you. Right, I promise you it's not. It's never intended to be. But right now, it needs Brad Burton, because there is no one else doing it until, of course, it takes light. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Exactly. And I think that's a key thing, that we are the cavalry. We all have to get involved, because if we don't and we just sit back and wait for Brad to lead it, it's back to where we started. So we all need to step up. We need to get involved. And the ones who do step up and get involved are going to be the ones who make a lot out of this, make a difference and really grow.
Keith, and this is the thing that I'm looking out for. I'm looking for those flyers. When you look at what we've got with Network Central right now, you know, it's a booking site and this, that, other. The next 3 months, you're going to start seeing a community on there. The same way we've got LinkedIn and Facebook, you're going to start seeing a community focused for small business owners to give them a big box and a big platform. You're going to start seeing seminars on there. So say, for instance, you had a seminar that you were doing training. We'll be able to advertise that on there so it'll become on the thing. And you get bookings. We are then going to be piling people in there. People are going to be coming to have a community. People are going to be coming to set up their own room. So you could have a Keith Blakemore Noble room where you have people, you know, 10 people in there, 100 people, whatever, and they've got to ask for invites. The whole thing is all set to become a thing. And actually, you know, one of the things that I've said to my guys, let's not rush and burn ourselves out. We are tired. I said before, I'm tired. I'm frustrated. We all are. So therefore, when you're tired and frustrated, that's not the time to be making big decisions. So what we're doing is we are taking our time. We're not going to starve. We're not going to go bankrupt. You know, that ship has passed, right? But what we're going to do is we're going to get decisions right. And that's what's so important right now, that business owners are lean with their decisions, that they make decisions, they think twice, move once. You can't afford to move twice and then think and then move twice again. That's where people have been going wrong. And that's where we went wrong in a lot of respects. And I'll tell you something. Fundamentally, if I would have known that this would have been 19 months, from the outset, we'd been in a much stronger position, but we didn't. We, like everyone else, thought it was 3 months and then forgot we'd only thought it was 3 months or six months and it's just run next car. None of us knew. If I, that was the single thing that I wish I would have known 19 months ago, this is going to be 19 months. Tornadoes, shoof, just flew past two of them. So you know, you're going to go and carpet bomb that. you say this is the thing with it, Keith. It really is a case of, I think, now recognising that we may well be here in 19 months. I hope we're not. But we may well be here in 19 months still talking about what is going to be. And I think that what you need to do right now is start making the best of what you've already got today.
Yeah, absolutely. You probably know way to answer this, but in an ideal world, where would you see We Are the Cavalry heading? Where would you see its destination, if there is one?
Great. I'd love to be on LBC, and I'd also love to be on the fourth panelist of Question Time and actually really create a little bit of positive mayhem, really, and actually getting, because, you know, the government have got a tough job. Beyond the illusions, they've got a tough job, and actually, whichever way they go, they're going to lose. They're going to step on a mine. So I'm not beating them up too much, but that's my point. You know, they've got all their stuff that they're dealing with, but we've got our stuff that we're dealing with. And if we don't deal with our stuff, everything's all off anyway. So let them get on with what they're doing, because I'm sure they're not just sitting around playing Ludo all day, and actually start us focusing on ourselves and going, right, we are the cavalry. How can we help and support each other's businesses, actively listen out for people, not passively? It's that kind of stuff.
Got it. Makes absolute sense. Brant, thank you so much for sharing all this. Where can people find out more, or what's the best way for people to find out more and get in touch with you?
So I think, you know, social media is Brad Burton, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Brad Burton, Brad Burton, Brad Burton. Just, you know, whatever your preferred platform is, LinkedIn, I'm on there, but it's a bit square for me. And that's why we're going to create an alternative that isn't a square with Network Central. But anyway, said too much. So just find me on Brad Burton, you know, and like I say, it would be lovely to see you at the Business Networking Show on the 22nd of September. It would also be lovely to see you in Now What Live the next day, 23. It's a 2-day jamboree, and come and hear me and listen to me and listen to the people that we've got on the stage here and really get fired up and focused. And that's what you need. You know, this, your brain, as Keith deals with hypnosis, your brain's your biggest chance of success. It's also your biggest chance of failure. And what you do from this moment onwards is going to dictate what happens for the next 19 months.
Perfect. And of course, follow and get involved with the hashtag We Are the Cavalry. Get involved, take part, make use of it. Really get involved. Don't just sit passively and watch. Cool. Brad, thank you so much for that. Sorry?
Good on you, Keith.
Yeah. So thank you for that. Links to all of Brad's socials and to his and links to the Now What Live and the business show and so on will all be on the page for this episode, which you'll find at keithblakemannoble.com/show. Follow Brad, follow hashtag We Are the Cavalry. Also, on the show notes, there will be a discount code for We Are the Cavalry to get your money off the Forward Through Forgiveness. Brad talked about letting go of the past. So, hey, a short program to help you let go of the past. And for patrons on the higher level, I'm going to give you free access to that as well. And this is all Brad's fault. It just came up in the middle of, came to me in the middle of doing this. So there you go. But check out those details. Do follow and get involved with hashtag We Are the Cavalry. Brad, thank you so much for taking the time out, sir.
Thank you, Keith. All the best. Go and get them.
Been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.